Well, we thank the Lord today for each one that's here. Thankful for the Kelly family and all these beautiful children we have with us today. They're a lovely sight seeing them say their verses. I'd like to share a message with this morning from Isaiah 55. Isaiah, the 55th chapter, in the first verse, he says, "Ho." I don't know what all that "ho" means, but I get "whoa." W-H-O-A. Whoa. Or start. Or hearken. Or pay attention. "Ho, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters. And he that hath no money, come ye, buy and eat. Yea, come buy wine and milk, without money and without price. Wherefore do ye spend money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which satisfieth not? Hearken diligently unto me, and eat ye that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness." I was thinking about the song that we sang. It says, "Can a bird drink up the ocean, thirsting still from shore to shore? Or the God of all creation leave thy heart yet craving more?" I believe today the Lord has a satisfying portion for everyone. And I believe this is the invitation that He's given to us. If we get thirsty, we get hungry, He says, "Stop, ho, and come to the waters." And he that hath no money, it doesn't cost. I appreciated the thought about the Lord doesn't have any orphans in His family. All of them are children that He's able to supply. And we, you know, sometimes we think, maybe we think kind of in an orphan mentality. Well, I'm not one of the best of the children. I'm maybe one of the more least of the children. That kind of leaves me on the lower end of the Lord doesn't have any orphans. He has a supply for every one of us if we will come to Him and look to Him. And He is able to satisfy our inward man, our spirit, that inward part of us that has a desire for something more than just the earthly things of this life. He says, "Incline your ear and come unto me, hear, and your soul shall live. And I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David." We know how the Lord loved David. We know how the Lord chose David. We know how the Lord blessed David. We know how the Lord forgave David. When David humbled his heart, he had a relationship with the Lord. He had God looked out after him. God watched over him. And here he's saying, "I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David." We can have that kind of relationship with God that David had. "Behold, I have given him for a witness to the people, a leader and commander to the people. Behold, thou shalt call a nation that thou knowest not, and nations that knew not thee shall run unto thee because of the Lord thy God and for the Holy One of Israel, for he hath glorified thee." Then he says, "Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near." And that's my message this morning about how important and encouraging it is for us to seek the Lord in our life. To look out after God, to seek out after Him, to yearn after Him, and to look and feel after Him. One scripture said, though He be not very far from every one of us, He's not a long ways off. It's important for us to seek after Him. And the word diligently, He said, hearken diligently unto me. That word diligently means taken from the prefix di, which means one, and legier, which means love. One love. And that's what we want to do, is seek God with one love, all of our hearts. We have a lot of things. There's a lot of things in life. There's many things to get involved in. There's many distractions in life. And not all of them are sinful. Not all of them are wrong. But we want to make sure of one thing. And that's that we seek God with all of our hearts. And He is number one in my life. That I put Him above everything else. When I allow other things to come into my life that takes precedence and that draws my attention and draws my attraction, and the Lord kind of becomes second place, then the plan of salvation really doesn't work like it should work. But when I'm putting Him first in my life and I'm coming to Him and seeking Him, He is able to meet the need of my heart and my soul and my spirit. And I know He's able to meet the need of every person. He has the answers to life's problems and to life's difficulties. He has the guidance we need. He has the things, the wisdom. He has the understanding, but we have to seek Him and to look out after Him and to follow Him. Seek ye the Lord while He may be found. Call ye upon Him while He is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and He will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for He will abundantly pardon. What an important, encouraging scripture this morning. That God, whatever our need, wherever we failed, or whatever our shortcoming might be, if we're willing to forsake our way and we're willing to come to God and seek out after Him, He said He will abundantly pardon. And we see that in the life of David. David sinned grievously. David erred. He was lured in temptation. He erred. He yielded to temptation and he sinned grievously. But he humbled his heart when Nathan the prophet came to him. So whatever our need, whatever our obstacles, if we'll humble ourselves before God, He will come to Him. Sometimes we have to tell Him, I'm sorry. And the Lord hears that. The Lord hears those words. But we want to come to Him. We want to seek Him. We want that to be a pattern in our life, that we seek after the Lord, and we seek after Him first. And he goes on in verse 8, he says, for my thoughts are not your thoughts. That's why we need to seek the Lord, because our thoughts are not His thoughts, and my ways are not His ways. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. We need the Lord's perspective this morning. Sometimes we struggle when we see the giants, or we see the things that are in front of us, and we see, sometimes we don't see an end, sometimes. But when we seek God and we're able to get a hold of His perspective, it changes everything. It changes our outlook. It changes our hearts, it changes us inside, that we're able to go and be what God is calling us to be. And that's why it's so important to seek God, because sometimes We rely on our thoughts. We're tempted to rely on our ways. We're tempted to just do it our way. But when we seek God, and that's been proven out in over and over in the Old Testament, when they didn't seek the Lord and they just went, they got in trouble. But when they took the time and they put in the effort to seek the Lord, God blessed them and God honored that. And He will honor it in our lives as well. He'll show us. He'll reveal things to us. He'll open our eyes if we seek after Him. He said, as the rain cometh down and the snow from heaven. What a wonderful, wonderful blessing. The rain from heaven, the snow from heaven that waters the earth, that causes it to bring forth. I think about the wonderful rains that we had this fall. It seemed like we had a period of dry spell, and then the rains came, and the reaction, the response of the earth, how it greens up that winter wheat, and it does the same thing to us. When we seek the Lord and we call upon Him, the rain, the snow of His Word, the water, the first verse we said, it said, "Come ye to the waters." That's the Word of God. That's the river of life. When we open our hearts and we're seeking, many people in life don't take time to seek God. Sad to say, many people just go through life and do their own thing and follow their own path and go their own way. And they don't take time to seek the Lord. And life can get to be hopeless. It can be discouraging. It can be distressing. It can be stressful. But when we seek God, He's able to send forth that Word into our hearts to help us to see. Have you ever got up from prayer and you said, "Thank you, that was exactly what I needed"? You're seeking the Lord and then you get, I'm thankful today the Lord can hear all of our complaints. Oh, I can only sometimes take so much. It's like, I've got to back off a little bit. Whoa, this is getting pretty heavy. Not so with the Lord. We can give Him all of our heavy burdens. We can come to Him and tell Him what's not right. We can tell Him. And He can sit there and He can bear it all. But when we get through, you know, there comes that place to where you're done. You've given to the Lord all. And there comes a quietness in your heart and your spirit. And you're just pondering and thinking about the Lord. And all of a sudden, Scriptures start coming to your heart and mind. Or a song starts coming and it's the water, it's the snow that's nourishing our heart and our spirit. And you just have to say, "Thank you. That is exactly what, you know, the Lord knows what we need. He knows exactly what we struggle with. He knows exactly our temptations, our trials. And He's able to supply that very need to us if we will seek after Him and look to Him and to call upon Him. He's able to bless us. He says, "For as the rain cometh down and the snow from heaven and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it." You know, that's the way, just like in nature, we see that. It happens when the Word of the Lord comes into our heart and into our mind and our spirit. It causes hope. It brings hope. It brings encouragement. It brings strength. You know, if we get depressed, if we get discouraged, if we get in some of those places, many times it's because I'm not really hearing the right voice. I'm not really hearing the word of the Lord, and that's not what's in my mind and my heart. It's something that the enemy is putting in there. God doesn't come, even when the Lord corrects us and when He proves us, it's always with hope. It's always with life. It's always for renewal. It's always for restoration. It's always towards a connection and a relationship with Him. And I'm thankful today that we can seek God and He can speak unto us and show us the right way and the path and help us. He said, "For ye shall go out with joy and be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth." You know, that's what it's like when it's the word of the Lord comes and you're carrying that in your heart, in your spirit. It's just like things move. Obstacles move and things, the Lord makes a way. He makes a path for us. That's because the word of the Lord. That's because we're not following our way. We're not following our path. I read the verse this morning too. It mentioned that Jesus, He said, "I seek not my own will, but the will of the Father which has sent me." That's why we seek the Lord. So we don't take our own will in our own way. We seek Him to follow after His path, after His righteousness. And He can fill our hearts. I'm thankful this morning there's a whole ocean. You know, when you look at the ocean, it's a great expanse. And that one verse in that song said, "Oh, the love so of God so precious." It's a full and boundless sea, something to that effect. It's a boundless sea. There's plenty there for you, there's plenty there for me. And I believe today, if every soul was saved here upon the earth and living for God, wouldn't that be wonderful? We wouldn't drain it dry. If every soul was praying at the same time, if every person was living for God and seeking Him at the same time all over the earth, there's still a boundless store of supply. It won't run out. It won't famish. You know, on the earth, sometimes we get concerned about whether there's going to be enough, but not with God. Not with His power, His might, His greatness, His eternity. He is all sufficient for us this morning, and I'm thankful today. Let's be encouraged this morning to seek. I want to go to Psalms 105. Psalms 105. And verse 1. It says, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, call upon His name. Make known His deeds among the people. Sing unto Him, sing songs unto Him. Talk ye of all His wondrous works. Glory ye in His holy name. Let the heart of them rejoice that seek the Lord." Seek the Lord and His strength. Seek His face forevermore. Remember His marvelous works that He hath done, His wonders and the judgments of His mouth. O ye seed of Abraham, we heard about that this morning. We're the children, if we're of faith, we're the children of Abraham. O ye seed of Abraham, His servant, ye children of Jacob, His chosen. He is the Lord our God. His judgments are in all the earth. But it says, seek the Lord and His strength. We seek the Lord for His will. We seek the Lord for His strength, His grace, His guidance in our lives. We seek Him. What does that mean in our daily lives that we seek the Lord? What does that What does that mean in everyday language? Does it mean that when I get up, my feet hit the bed at 90 miles an hour? I've got a lot of things to do. No, it means when we get up in the morning, we take time. We take time to pray. We take time to feed upon His Word. You know, just like we take time to feed our body, our physical man, we know that if we don't eat over certain days, we're going to get weak and faint and weary. It's that way with the spiritual man. We got to get up. We got to take time to pray, to seek His face. We got to feed our spirit upon spiritual things. Whatever the Scriptures, our daily bread, a devotional, whatever, we've got to take time to feed our inward man. And oh, when we do, what a difference it makes. It just makes all the difference. It makes a great difference in our outlook for the day and how things go for the day. It's when that's our time. We spend a morning devotion with the Lord. And there's a lot of Scriptures that talk about that. I didn't look those up, but there's many that talks about, when I arise in the morning, O Lord, my prayer will ascend to Thy throne. The morning, when it's the freshest part of the day, putting the Lord first, seeking Him, looking for His guidance, looking for His blessing and His help through the day. Then when we go through the day, we can pray. When we go through our day, Lord, you see how I'm going to be with this person? Help me to bless them. Help me to encourage them. Put words in my mouth that I don't have. Give me thoughts that I don't have. To be a help. To be a blessing to them. To be a strength to them. That's part of putting the Lord first. That's part of praying without ceasing. That throughout our day, we're looking to God to help us to know how to speak. Lord, keep my words. Help me not to say anything that would hurt or something that would be offensive or hurtful to somebody. Help me to be sensitive to their needs and to what they're going through. Throughout the day, we can do that. That's putting the Lord first in our lives. That's seeking Him. And then when we come down into the evening time, we can seek the Lord. We can look to Him, pray, read a devotional. That's a good way to end the day. To end the day with prayer and devotion to God. I believe those are the things that God help us, and then we go to service. That's part of our life. We go to service to hear the Word of the Lord that gives us encouragement, that draws us, to help us. And He said, don't forsake the assembling of yourselves together so much that even as you see the day approaching, as the days get evil, don't allow the enemy to separate us from the things of God. And we want to immerse ourself, and we want to take time. Come to the waters. Come to His table, and He will feed us, and He'll help us, and He'll talk to us. And we want to get to know His voice. You know, Samuel, it said that he didn't, when the Lord started speaking to him at first, he didn't know the voice of the Lord. He thought Eli was speaking to him. He went to Eli. No, it wasn't me. But it said Samuel did not yet know the voice of the Lord. We want to be able to hear the voice of God and to know, get to know the Lord's voice. He said, my sheep hear my voice. They know my voice. And we want to get to know the Lord's voice and to hear His voice when He speaks to us. I want to... There's a thought that came to my mind this morning, too, I wanted to share with us. Do you remember in Pilgrim's Progress? I kind of thought I was hopeless on this because my books are in boxes, most of them. But lo and behold, I typed it into my phone and it came up. The Enchanted Ground in Pilgrim's Progress. I want to read you just a little bit. Don't let me lose you here. The Enchanted Ground. I saw then in my dream that they went till they came into a certain country whose air naturally tended to make one drowsy. If he came a stranger into it, his air naturally tended to make one drowsy if he came a stranger into it. And here, hopeful, which is Christian's companion at the time, is hopeful. Hopeful began to be very dull and heavy of sleep. Wherefore, he said unto Christian, I do now begin to grow so drowsy that I can scarcely hold up mine eyes. Let us lie down here and take one nap. Christian, by no means, said the other, lest sleeping we never awake more. Hopeful, why, my brother, sleep is sweet to the laboring man. We may be refreshed if we take a nap. Christian, do you not remember that one of the shepherds bid us beware of the enchanted ground? He meant by that we should beware of sleeping. Therefore, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. So they're quoting each other's scriptures. Hopeful, I acknowledged myself in a fault, and had I been here alone, I had by sleeping run the danger of death. I see it is true that the wise man says two are better than one. Hitherto hath thy company been my mercy, and thou shalt have a good reward for thy labor. Christian, now then, said Christian, to prevent drowsiness in this place, let us fall into good discourse. Hopeful, with all my heart, said the other. Christian, where shall we begin? Hopeful says, where God began with us, but do you begin, if you please. Christian, I will sing you first this song. When saints do sleepy grow, let them come hither, and hear how these two pilgrims talk together. Yea, let them learn of them in any wise, thus to keep hope, to keep open their drowsy slumbering eyes. Saints' fellowship, if it be managed well, keeps them awake, and that in spite of hell. You know, Enchanted Ground was towards the end of their journey. It was the last, if I'm not mistaken, it was the last thing that they had to pass through to the celestial city was Enchanted Ground in Pilgrim's Progress. And the air made them very tired, very sleepy, and Hopeful wanted to take a nap, which had been very dreadful for them to have done at that time. You know, there is something about routine There is something about complacency. There's something about fatigue sometimes that can get you and I in a place that we've seen it before, we've done it before, we just kind of know the routines of things, and we've been maybe around a while. That can be a very dangerous ground for us spiritually. And it can hinder us from really seeking the Lord as we should. It can hinder us from really entering into that diligent inner prayer closet of our lives that causes us not to really crave to hear what the Lord is wanting to say to us, to speak to us. And I'm thankful today that the Lord allows sometimes things to shake us, to get our attention, to help us to be able to awake. But I believe this is really the enchanted ground. I believe it's very real to the Christian life, very real to the Christian experience. And we don't want to fall asleep. We don't want to just end up with the form of godliness. We don't want to just end up of going through the motions and the routines. We want to hear from the Lord. We need to hear from God. Our life, our spiritual life, is hinging upon us being able to hear the voice of the Lord. So let's not allow the enchanted ground to keep us from seeking the Lord with all of our heart and putting Him first in our lives. The Lord has what we need. I hope we never forget that, but that we'll hold that God can meet my need. He's able to meet my need if I will put my heart into it and keep Him first in my life. There's so many scriptures. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. And He said, all these things shall be added unto you. He knows we have need of things in life. God knows that. But He said, for all these things the Gentiles seek after. That's what people are living for, the temporal things of life. The majority of humanity is just living for the temporal. And they neglect the inner man, the spiritual, the most important part of life. The only place that we can really truly be satisfied is down in our spirit, in our heart, in our life. Let's not fall asleep. Let's seek the Lord. Be encouraged. I want us all to be inspired to seek the Lord. He can speak to us. He can, and He wants to. And He wants to open to us and show us His path and His way. Appreciate your attention this morning.